If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Support for Almost Entirely Sports is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Here's what we can do for you. We have an exclusive offer for listeners to Almost Entirely Sports. It's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALMOST on any order at manscaped.com. It's an incredible deal for an incredible product. Listen, over the course of our future, maybe we'll get into more or less detail whenever talking about our experience with Manscaped, but I can tell you firsthand, they hooked us up. They sent out a box for me and Beards and Rudy, and apparently Beards this whole time was a Manscaped user and never told us, which has just really brought on more questions than answers at this point. But I have now used the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, and everything in their Perfect Package 3.0 is absolutely unbelievable. Everything the ads say have been 100% true. It truly is a best-in-class grooming experience. Plus, if you do go get their Perfect Package, they'll also give you a pair of high-performance Manscaped boxer briefs that are incredible and will keep everything feeling fresh all day long, and a travel shed bag to put all your grooming goodies inside of. Also, the bag is incredible. I promise you, this is something that all of us were so excited to get and have been so impressed by whenever we did the unboxing on the show, whenever it got here to the station. Everybody at Manscaped has been great. The product is impeccable, and I'm really, really excited about being able to bring you a deal for 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. You can support the show and get a great product from Manscaped, really supporting yourself, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of double entendres throughout this read. I don't know if you caught that or not. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code ALMOST. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Isn't this a sports show?
I've been a Chiefs fan now, and I've for my entire short life, and I haven't seen any quarterbacks that are out here ready to go rock a jeans commercial. I want Patrick Mahomes to have the ability to go absolutely crush a commercial selling denim.
Almost entirely.
What are they going to do with his voice?
Pat Mahomes with Lee Jeans here.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Well, now we talk to a man who can almost certainly say Pro Football Focus three times fast. Kent Swanson, actually, can you prove it?
Pro Football Focus. I can't do it.
Nope. Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the video, Kent. Let's just go ahead and hang out.
You're
here.
You're going to make me watch this?
Yeah, 100%. It's amazing. It's you're going to get some of the precursor here. She gets really mad, and then she takes her jacket off that's tied around her waist and then drops trowel, leans up against the... You got to watch, Kent. You gotta watch. Oh. She pooped on the floor, then he picked it up and threw it at him.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Thank you, Beards McFly, for making the Kentro. That's right, baby. He's back. He's here in the building. He brought chicken.
I love you guys.
Kent Swanson, Almost Entirely Sports. Back together again.
I really thought Beards, there would be maybe like a little...
Don't criticize him,
like
he's fragile.
Like a Jon Snow coming back to life clip type of situation. Because that's what this is. Like,
that's
true. I built the tweet that way. That's the first thing that popped into my mind.
I'm sorry. Before you say anything else, I should formally say he is risen. No longer a dead to the show friend of the show.
No more RIP.
No more RIP.
Oh.
No longer will
Still
I have
RIP to Aloy Jimenez, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Gone but never forgotten. No longer will I ever again. Well, I don't know. I listen. We'll see. We'll see how long Kent takes to springboard this into being on the program every day. No longer will I have to say, you know, while citing some great tweet, great stat, great experience at twitter.com/Kent_Swanson, no longer will I ever again have to say a
tweet from someone who we used to know. Like like that Gautier song from 10 years ago.
Cue the Undertaker gif. Just right out.
Whatever gifts, songs, 90
degree angle. Yeah.
References you need in your mind right now to get you to the headspace you need to be in. He brought Slim Chickens.
Yeah.
Dude.
So good to see you, Kent.
I'm happy.
I am so excited to see Beards.
And who can blame you?
You know, I've missed this man.
It's been a while.
We got to catch up a little bit. Apparently, we live about a block from each other now, which is great.
You guys should hang out.
We probably should.
We could. Yeah,
I don't know if
I'll meet
that.
You at the Peanut.
I don't know if you want that. No.
Do you know how absolute... I would never recover from just a picture of you two guys at dinner. I would never recover.
We could each have a bite of wing. Like, we could share a wing. I like the imagery.
We're vaxxed, baby. We're all working our way back. A new normal. And this new normal has Beards and Kent just Lady and the Tramp and a wing from the Peanut.
It's, oh, man.
That would be a sight.
Oh, man.
It sure
would. It would be fun.
And delicious.
There's a non-zero chance this is happening.
I'm really excited. We could put it on Twitch. You guys could put it on one of your various outlets. Whatever we can make it content in addition to.
I'm going to have the Let It Fly guys do like some graphics for it, and we'll get a sweet intro. We'll make the chicken might wind up talking in this video.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. As it 100% should be. I want to see its wings flapping right into your guys' mouths.
Oh my God.
If you haven't gotten the context clues, it's Kent Swanson now of the KC Sports Network back in the building.
Yeah, it's the opportunity we've been waiting for to talk to you again, finally. There's been some, you know, some restrictions there.
Right.
And now I get to hang out with you again. It has been 3 years since I've been on this show.
Death is a big restriction. It's hard to overcome it.
It's been 3 years.
Human Torch yells, the one who is dead is now back.
Josh, I prepped for the show.
Yeah? Wow, that makes one of us.
I know.
One of four.
I know. That's like, there's a strict rule against this. I may not be invited back.
We're hitting 250 on preparing for this show.
I compiled a list of things that have happened since the last time I've been on this show. Man.
So excited about this.
And I thought of this. I'll
start. Do we need music for this bit?
Sure. This sounds like a bit that could use
that
music.
That would be great, yeah. Beards. All right. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Not married yet.
Yeah.
The royal wedding.
Yeah.
Had yet to happen.
Had not happened. I can't look at you while you do this.
I can't do this.
I'm going to look at me. Beards! I looked at Beards and it was
I'm telling my shoe. I'm telling my shoe.
It was just an empty chair. Beards was gone.
I've got eight. We've got an hour. We may not get through them.
Okay, we got one hour.
That might be the whole show.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
A Star is Born. We had not yet been serenaded.
Which iteration? The second one?
The first one. The original one hadn't come out yet.
We had not yet been serenaded by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
And you know what's going to happen next time you're on? I won't have seen it still.
You still haven't seen it?
No.
I haven't either.
Missed it.
I have seen it. Rudy, yes, I have seen
it. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. I enjoyed
it. It's emotional.
Yes. I was very much like, I wasn't like anti-watching the movie, but I wasn't like necessarily thrilled to watch it. Then I watched it, I was like,
this is a good movie.
Oh boy, I like this.
I know, it's great. It's moving. Renee would love it.
Yeah, she would.
I'll ask.
By the way,
she wants to watch it.
Josh, still not engaged.
True.
Still girlfriend.
That's
Renee.
3 years, still
that's
girlfriend
true.
Renee.
Yeah.
That's true.
Living together though now.
Hey, hold on really quick. I'm going to see if Renee's phone picks this up. Hey, Renee's phone. Delete podcast hour. Kids returns.
Renee.
Mark has played.
I can send you a link to a jeweler. I've got a guy.
You got a good deal for me?
I'm just saying. Real quick.
I don't buy anything full price anymore, Kent. These last 3 years have changed me.
I saw the car out front. Very nice. Can I get to number 3 on this list of 8?
Yeah.
Infinity War was still in theaters.
Not Endgame. Infinity War.
Infinity. Yeah, Endgame hadn't even been. Wasn't even out yet. Infinity War was still in theaters. Do you want to know the number one song?
Blurred Lines.
I think I was married when it was Nice for What by Drake.
Still a banger.
Yeah. Still slaps.
Still slaps.
Okay, the Tide Pod Challenge hadn't become a thing yet.
Nice for What came out before the Tide Pod Challenge?
I
would have gotten that.
According to the internet.
I trust your research.
Okay.
Kit is reading a piece of paper, by the way.
I saw him pull it out of his pocket. It was great visual comedy.
We've got freaking Carrot Top in the studio. He's gonna. We got Gallagher. He's gonna destroy this with a hammer in a second.
There's leftover Slim Chickens. We can come up with something.
Don't you dare destroy Slim Chickens.
Okay.
It's like destroying an Infinity Stone. Don't even try. Which hadn't been out yet.
I got like two more real quick.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Still airing.
Still good.
It's still great.
Well, it was at that point 3 years ago.
I can't read my handwriting on this last one. I was in my 20s, though. The last time I was on this show, I was in my 20s.
You could absolutely pull off 28 right now. No question.
Well, if I had shaved...
I think it's a young beard. You have a youthful beard.
I have a youthful beard, but I wasn't wearing a beard the last time I was here.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I was still baby-faced.
You're right. You were a baby-faced little boy.
A lot has changed.
Was that the last one, or can you not read the last one?
I can't read it.
Can I try?
What was gas?
I want to try to read your hand.
What were gas prices?
Oh, actually, no, it was. I just didn't grow facial hair. There it is. That was it. Sorry.
Can we keep that as a souvenir?
Yes.
You put on a wall in the office.
Yes, go for
Maybe auction it off just to pay me. We'll give it away to a Twitch subscriber. This is beautiful.
I can't believe, honestly, our lives are different. You're the editor in chief of a whole website.
That's true.
I'm no longer at my old website.
Also true.
Which I love dearly.
Let's get into that.
You know what? I love that place dearly, and it was going to take something pretty cool for us to move on. And something pretty cool happened, and we're really geeked out to be part of it.
Do I still need the music for this?
What I wanted you to do there, Beards, we didn't prepare this, obviously. What I wanted you to do there was to just seamlessly transition into the judge music that we definitely have in there.
Yeah.
The night court music or whatever it is.
Yep.
Just so you can keep the other music going for a little bit if you need to.
Well, I turned it off because I have the other one ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
New system's good.
Ooh, I like that.
So, Kent, you and I both have an extreme personal distaste for Pete Sweeney. And I'm just glad we can finally say that out loud.
Vitriolic.
Yeah.
I despise the guy.
I saw him. He and I were two of, three or four actual human beings in the Chiefs media who attended the Chris Jones Sac Nation Foundation thing a couple of months back.
Oh,
it's, the only media Chiefs thing I've been at in person. And me and Pete and Harold Kuntz were all there. And Harold and I stuffed him in a locker.
Love Harold.
Yeah, the people that were there, I love Harold.
Harold's great.
Great guy, that Harold. First chance we got to dip out on Pete, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so. I'm surprised it took you that long.
You know what? It's charity. No, we... The gavel.
Yeah, Beers has a gavel. Beers has a gavel.
It was, can I be serious for a second now?
You can try.
Thank you, Beers.
Somber.
I love Pete.
Me too.
And it was extremely hard to do that.
He's a great man.
A
great editor. Handsome.
Good God, he's so handsome.
I will say that the plaid shirt with the tie that he's rocking a lot of Zoom pressers is doing a lot, but I think it works for him.
He's committed, man.
He's just committed to it.
And, I love that man dearly, and I promise you the hardest thing about leaving Arrowhead Pride was telling him, and the hardest part was actually leaving him, because that dude has done so much for me. I miss him already.
Okay.
But also, yeah.
Yeah, that's about enough.
On to something else.
That's about enough of that.
I love you, Pete.
Not as much as I do, but pretty close.
Yeah, understandable.
So
you've worked with him for a long, extended period of time.
There were some times where we
I felt like really connected waiting for just some, just for Dave Tobe to come to the podium in a very small, very sweaty press conference room. I'll never forget those moments.
You never fully bond with a person until you've stuffed them into a locker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or their armpit has been in your face or vice versa, trying to get an audio recording.
Oh, the scrums, man. That's when you really get to know people.
There was one that was... Who was a really relatively inconsequential signing? Not last year, but 2 years ago. It was like a mid-season.
Nate Orchard. Was it Nate Orchard?
It sounds. That sounds.
I can't believe I pulled that out.
That sounds. That sounds
big name,
perfect.
Small name.
I don't know. It was just a big dude, but he plays professional football. Okay. So, it wasn't Terrell Suggs. It was not as impressive as that. I remember a couple of those scrums. You were kind of just down there holding the phone up over your head, just kind of thinking like. Pete smells nice today, you know? Like normal things that you would feel at any job.
You guys shared a moment.
Shared a very delicate moment. All right, turn the music up.
Uh-oh.
Ken Swanson of KC Sports Network. You are on the stand. First question.
Uh-oh.
What is it that was created at KC Sports Network that you found so alluring that you wanted to be a part of that to do... As you say, I'm going to read here, cool things with your friends.
Well, I'm kind of sweating here. No, there's so many cool people that are involved. It's just there's the media side of it with Let It Fly, who can do all kinds of creative, cool stuff. BJ Kissel is a dear pal and a brilliant, bright human being that...
This is too sincere without the music, Beards.
I know.
The music ended.
We almost did it. Like, I'm being very sentimental these last 2 weeks.
Thank you.
But yeah, getting to do that and then adding a couple Chiefs into the mix, like there's a lot of cool things just happened at the same time. Matt Derrick now in the mix. Just having like just this unique group of people that have a lot of different skill sets and have a lot of experience and knowledge base and perspectives. It all made too much sense, and that's why we moved and we're geeked out about it.
You didn't know this, but whenever you got here, I embraced you. You thought it was a loving embrace. I was actually putting a lie detector on you. And all of that is true. So that's really disappointing. it was going crazy when you said all those mean things about Pete, and then you said all the nice things, and it was normal again. Yeah. So that's disappointing.
Cover blown.
What can people... Second question. Can I get a gavel again? Second question. Do you think that Logan Paul is going to beat Floyd Mayweather?
Not a chance.
Third question. What can people get from the KC Sports Network?
You're going to be able to get video. You're going to be able to get podcasts. You're going to get a lot of different perspectives on those videos and those podcasts. We do have a subscription site, so you can sign up at kcsn.substack.com and get all kinds of Chiefs coverage. Matt Derrick is doing a fantastic job already getting content out there, and then you're going to get a lot of the stuff that you saw from us at Arrowhead Pride, but maybe a little bit different and worth your time. And that's really the root of it, just video, audio, written, a lot of different angles and a lot of different cool people doing it.
Fourth question. What was Breland Speaks' 40-yard dash at the combine?
I think I actually know this.
I think you might know this. I feel really hopeful about you nailing this.
Okay,
I was going to say to digits, but I'll take it to three.
No, okay. It's in the 4.8s.
It's a good start.
It's either a 6 or a 9.
Nice.
I knew that was coming. I am going to go with a 4.86.
I've got here a 4.87.
Oh, no!
That's extremely close. That's extremely close.
I feel that's a rounding error.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel very good about that.
You were trying to give him an extra tenth of a second retroactively because he can't hurt you anymore.
He hurt me so. I got slandered and dunked on profusely for not agreeing with that pick when it happened.
Mm-hmm. You can't disagree with Chiefs picks. Not an option. You don't have that choice.
Look,
especially at that time, Brett Veach was riding real high with the whole that the story just come out about essentially of like he's actually the reason why the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes. At that point, you couldn't say anything bad about the man.
And that was his first pick.
Yeah.
So obviously Brett Veach knows more than all of us combined in here.
Obviously, yes.
But
are you saying
the blind trust?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Right, now, are you saying the three of us in this room or the four of us including beards? Because that might tip the scales.
I'm always including beards, okay. But I still think you. Our threshold is we're below just not that. There yet.
That's too bad.
I'm sorry.
Gavel. Fifth question. How many hundreds of yards do you think Tim Tebow is going to catch from Trevor Lawrence this year? Your options are 800, 900, or 1,000 plus.
I think he's going to get Chris Doyle'd before he even sees the field.
Oh, God.
666.
Can you imagine?
I'm rooting for that.
Why don't we lower the threshold once again? Why don't we shoot for 69?
Nice.
Because that's thousands? Way within. Yeah.
Maybe,
thousands.
And this might be the realistic, but we can count it. Six catches for 66 yards.
I think that's more realistic. That's more realistic.
Same result.
Chris Doyle.
That's what happened. No, they're going to walk back their statement. That is what is going to happen.
I'm like, kid, he's not there anymore. He can't hurt him.
No, he's. They're going to.
Also,
gonna be like,
from all the reports, he would have loved Tim Tebow.
Tug on my collar after that one. Who said that?
Are you on the stand right now, or
always.
Am I? Because
no,
you're
all,
just
100%, dude.
You're feeling it right now.
Ice Pyro says the four of us does indeed add up to three people. Yeah, checks out.
Math holds up.
Yeah.
Final question for this sort of introductory welcome back segment. Maybe we'll talk about some Chiefs things next time. We're gonna have plenty of time to talk to Kent. I'm not planning on waiting 3 years to have him on a second time.
I would hope not.
We have a
whole
intro.
Is that
kind of
up to me too, though? Like, I got to see how this goes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is meeting back up with a former high school. Will we won't.
This is not from experience even at all.
No.
This is the trip to meet halfway, at a Starbucks to kind of feel things out and see how it goes. And you know, we'll probably text a little bit the next couple of days and kind of make a decision from there.
Yeah. Or maybe you don't make a decision and just sort of disappear for 3 years. And you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I got really busy. God had me on like 6 straight mission trips.
I thought I'd text back, but I've had the text sitting here in the.
It's
just,
been in
I thought I hit
sin,
but it's just
years.
Been sitting here the whole time. That's my bad.
By the way, we have Seth Kizer at 9 tonight for completing the most Nazarene show that's ever happened in sports talk radio.
Do you know?
Most Nazarene educated show, okay. I guess.
Shout out to our alma mater's baseball team for almost winning the Heart of America championship today in baseball. Lost by a run.
That's good enough for me.
Yep.
Basically counts. Yeah, dude. Absolutely the best baseball team in the area.
Always game.
Hashtag always game. Well, I guess hit the gavel anyway, Beards. Question number 6 was going to be, are you always game? But we already know the answer to that.
Always. I have takes. I don't want to go there. But yeah, I'm always game.
For the best.
I am. I'm always game. And I'm always game to talk to you, to Beards.
So after the halfway meetup point at Starbucks, did you guys, was there a years later? I don't think I've ever, I'm trying to think if I've ever had really like a years later kind of catch back up, platonically or otherwise, you know? I don't think that ever... I don't think anyone's ever stood their gravitational pull was so powerful to keep that satellite rolling around. You know what I mean?
I don't think those platonic meetups 3 years later even actually exist. Let's just be honest. Especially for us.
It's just
that,
Rick Pitino on our, the, is that not what you meant?
No.
Oh, you meant the meetups don't happen. They're not platonic.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you know there's a story about Rick Pitino. I'll tell you in the break. What were you going to say?
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore, Josh.
We'll take a break. Whenever we come back, we'll talk about, I don't know, maybe something football related. Maybe just continue to catch up with Kent Swanson of the KC Sports Network next on Almost Entirely Sports.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
But whenever Cutlass had the heel turn of just doing like worship albums, I just had to pull that parachute, man. It was bad.
How does that even work?
You are my strong tower! Fortress when I'm weak!
Oh, no.
Oh, your word is good and holy. Your face is all I see!
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
There are some ESPN Kansas City jokes that are making it to the Sports Radio 810 WHB side.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that I forgot to mention on my list. Almost Entirely Sports on 810. This is technically, I think, my first time on Almost Entirely Sports on 810.
Oh, it 100%.
Is. Yeah.
I can't believe how much of that song I remembered the lyrics to 3 years
ago. I'm not remotely surprised, Josh.
I am. I'm not. I haven't been rocking Cutlass for a minute, but maybe that's the on the way home today. You know,
I have forgotten so many of the bits from the last time. Yeah. I mean, this is honestly like things are just flooding back to me right now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is like opening a radio yearbook where it's like, oh, I forgot about him, that, them, whatever. And I just didn't. If you would have asked me, have I ever tried to sing Cutlass on the radio, I would have said no, and I would have been very, very wrong, I think. It's Kent Swanson of the KC Sports Network, newly of the KC Sports Network. You can follow him on Twitter, at Kent_Swanson. You can follow at KC Sports Network as well. We were going through Rudy's sort of tree gauntlet out off the balcony.
Yeah.
Would you like to set up your... Are you eating Slim Chickens right
now? No. I don't have anything in my mouth.
You were chewing and I was like, I get it.
No,
it's
I wasn't
delicious.
Chewing. I had like a little bit of a chip.
Me
like,
too.
Kinda, like stuck in between the teeth. So yeah. I was like trying to like pop it out.
Yeah, honestly, I'm trying to tell Beards to scoot the camera over and I needed to take a drink, which is why I threw it to you just there for the exact same problem. Beards, you want to move the camera, my camera, just that way, just a skosh.
This? Wait.
Just, nope, center it. Just, there it is. Yeah. That looks okay. A little farther. Kent's pouring himself a bag of tea from Slim's. Not a sponsor to this point, but,
I mean,
windows always open, doors always open.
We could have spent a lot more time talking about this if they had just forked over the $30 to get all this food. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, that would have, did you not walk in and just say, I'm Kent Swanson?
I tried that once, I got kicked out.
But, like, in a kind way. In a very southern hospitality kind of way. Sorry, y'all. We can't have that. You're making all that noise up in here. But if you want to go through the drive-thru, we'll get you hooked up.
I'm going to try that next time.
You
should. We'll see how that goes for me.
Yeah, you really should.
They were surprisingly rough with me the last time I went through that.
It's got to be tough to say, hey, folks at Slim Chickens, we'd love to have you sponsor this show. Now, if you could issue a public apology for being a little too rough with Kent last time he came in and demanded free food.
Just take my photo off the wall, please.
Yeah,
like, that's all we ask.
At least just lift the, you know, the restrictions on me.
One of your main violators of policy at this point would like to have his segment sponsored by you. And I know that might seem
counterintuitive.
It might seem counterintuitive. It might seem like a different way of doing native advertising. But we think we can make it work.
I think it's pretty disruptive, much like the way I was at the Slim Chickens last time. tried to play that card.
Kent is out here trying to be disruptive in the sports media scene and in your local Slim Chickens. He will go into your emails and he will just shove a newsletter in there and he's going to go get spicy barbecue and slather himself with it in the lobby and there's nothing you can do about either of those things.
Hey, it's cayenne ranch.
I feel like that would
both
be
so good.
Yeah, I mean it would probably be less sticky than the spicy barbecue.
And just more delicious.
I love both of those sauces equally.
They're so good.
They're both so good.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me one of those and I'll just take it as a shot at the end of the hour.
There's plenty left. I made sure to secure the one question I asked you guys about what I was bringing. I was like, what sauces do you want? And now this is turning into a 5-minute segment free for Slim Chickens, and I'm very disappointed.
I would
we
rather
haven't capitalized.
That's like every show.
That's every that.
This is we
that's
spend a lot of time. Yeah,
I haven't listened in 3 years.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
Not a lot of
radio reception 6 feet under the ground. It's tough.
Good joke. Say that again, Kent. We'll do my joke. We can have the audience bet on which joke was better. Go ahead, Kent.
I haven't listened to this show in 3 years.
Neither has Beards.
There's I was going to make that joke myself.
I forgot what I
said. After you heard him say it the second time, you were going to make that joke yourself.
Your joke was better.
Oh, my goodness.
You put me on the spot. I almost didn't remember what I had said. I blacked out for a second.
That's okay. That also happens regularly, I think. We frequently get to the end of an hour, and Rudy's like writing the podcast description. He's like, what did we just do for the last 60 minutes?
What was that first segment?
Well, we just burned an entire break. Talking about a tree.
Oh, the tree.
Yeah.
Did I get us back on track?
Yeah.
Which
so explain that,
spent
Rudy.
Many segments talking about. Yeah, so there's a...
Explain it for the Kent audience.
A balcony
just right offside the studio that you can go out to. And there were, years ago, somebody got locked out there. Door closed. They got locked. Weirdly enough, apparently they had a football, and they saw a car driving, threw said football at the car, and hit the car, which got their attention
to
somehow. That's the story.
Who told us that story? Do you remember?
I think both Jason and Lebo have told us the story.
I don't think either of them would lie for no reason.
Yeah.
I trust them both in my life.
I feel Lebo's a great storyteller. He remembers details, like specific details.
Which I also think makes a good liar.
Probably.
So.
But anyways, I think hearing that story for the first time essentially led to the talk of like what would happen if one of us got locked out there. Because I think it's you're here on a Saturday, you are by yourself. If you happen to walk outside, maybe you leave your phone in here, you're locked out, what do you do? And I said, I'm confident if I jump from the balcony, I could get to the tree. I still stand by this.
But get to the tree meaning what? What is getting to the tree in your mind?
I think I can get to the tree, essentially grab on to, you know, branches. My guess is my grip is not going to be strong enough to, like, keep a hold of it. Because also, you know, you're going to make some force with that tree. I'm going to collide into it. And then I'm going to fall down to the ground.
His definition of get to the tree is I will hit the tree on the way down.
Yes, basically.
And he might actually make his fall worse.
Yes.
Like,
I think I can get to it and soften the blow enough that I don't shatter all the bones in my leg. That's typically always been my
You got to be able to get to the front of the building and really back upstairs to get a phone.
Yes. Yes.
And you can't do that with broken legs, I guess.
And you could crawl.
Now, can't you? You were realizing that there's a branch that essentially reaches to the balcony at this point.
Yeah.
Not a thick branch, but maybe you could Tarzan it and try to climb through and then swing.
Yeah,
to the tree trunk and then George of the Jungle it and face plant into the trunk.
I think you can buy. I don't think you need to do that. I think you might be able to buy yourself enough time to figure out what the next branch is, what the next move is. So you can dangle down, get halfway there, and say, "All right."
And you just.
You know, it's
improv at
but
that
it's,
point.
But I'm sure the instincts would kick in.
Yeah,
at some point, your fight or flight is going to be like, oh, there's the branch. There it is. I'm going to grab it. I'm gonna land softer than Rudy's
idea. The end result is obviously you're hitting the ground with like some force, but it's about how do I soften that as much as humanly possible. I think the branch is the right idea. I think by swinging, you can get, like, I think you can slow enough of your own momentum and get low enough before the branch might break. That even if, let's say, you just go down at that point, you're sore. Your body doesn't feel good, obviously. But I think you're getting up. I think you're standing up on your own 2 feet. I think you're going about your day. Now you're, of course, locked out of the building still. That's a problem for the next day.
I was going to bring that up at some point, but I wanted to let
you
go.
You're no longer trapped on the balcony.
So I think the follow-up question that begs is, why do you think D.D. Westbrook would add something to the Chiefs offense? Because honestly, I'm just not sure that I totally see it. I feel like he's really competing with DeMarcus Robinson and Cornell Powell. I'm just not sure that I see a role for him just immediately in the offense. Do you think he'd be the number two wide receiver right away?
There isn't a number two wide receiver on this football team. There's a bunch of threes and fours. So I really don't think the bar to clear is particularly high right now, and I don't want to have a conversation about Mecole Hardman if that's why you're pointing at me.
You guys can get more of this at the KC Sports Network. Did you hear him shift? Do you hear that gear? Did you hear him shift into high gear to absolutely flame every pass catcher on this roster who's not named Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill?
That's a bleeping pro.
I've grown a lot in the last 3 years. By the way, Josh was the first guy that gave me a spot on the radio.
And look at how it's paying off now. Slim chickens.
Yeah, it's paying it forward.
You know, it doesn't cost a nickel to be nice. But I think it pays dividends, I think, is the phrase. I saw that on Twitter earlier today.
It took 3 years, but you were playing the long game.
That's right.
The long game.
He essentially said I was dead to him for 3 years, and I still brought chicken to him. Just because he gave me a spot on the radio.
I mean,
after
you
we
cheated
dragged
on me,
you
though.
Out of the ground.
Right. I feel like there was a messy divorce.
Very messy.
Very messy. Litigious. Lawyers everywhere. One of them will be on in 20 minutes. I just saw this tweet from Troy on Twitter tweeting at me and saying, I can't believe I get Kent Swanson and at Real MN Chiefs fan on the same show. Hashtag radio porn. And I'm not going to click that hashtag. You know what? Yeah, I am.
Dude.
Oh, dude.
I would not suggest anyone else click that hashtag. We'll see what happens whenever I click onto it here.
I've clicked it.
Yeah. So this is all fine so far.
Yeah.
I am healthily scrolling down this list so far. Nothing upsetting. We're all good here.
I mean, it's just one account that used a lot of hashtags.
And also just a lot of
radio
pictures
stations.
And stuff. Yeah. I just being on Twitter as much as I am, I figured that
this is all right.
This would break bad. That's not an invitation for anyone to test that, by the way.
Are you on the work Wi-Fi right now?
Barely. Do you want to talk about the Chiefs a little bit?
Yeah. I'm here to do whatever you want to do, Josh.
Do you want to go get some more Slims? And
do they deliver?
Can we get them to deliver? No,
sure.
Why don't you? Because here's the thing. It's a long off season. Everybody knows this.
Very long.
And it's just starting. The off season doesn't happen until after the draft. I think this might be, for me, really the first week of the off season. Because the week after the draft, you've got so much to talk about. So much to do. So many employers to switch if you're Kent. And we'll have time to break down, you know, some of these guys individually. We'll do some of that with Seth in a little bit. But what was your sort of your 30,000 foot view of the draft class? That you still, which is endearing to me, seem a little upset about the fact that this team doesn't have a particular number two wide receiver. You seem mad that Mecole Hardman has the audacity to continue existing on this mortal coil.
Which the mentions, man. It's just the mentions.
Yeah, no, they're not good.
Yeah,
they're not
good.
It's just the mentions. It can absolutely be hard, man.
There's so many stands out there. Can I just say something real quick?
Did I slip a pun past Kent?
I think you did.
You did entirely. I didn't hear it.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. Download the podcast later. We can use the little downloads.
Can I rant really quick?
Absolutely, please. I'd rather you do that than talk about Josh Kando.
I will talk about Josh Kando.
We'll get there eventually. When I get there in freaking August, dude, we'll figure it out.
We got time. And
follow him on Twitter at Kent_Swanson and tweet about Josh Kando.
There you go. Chiefs Twitter is about to eat themselves alive here. Like 2 weeks is when it starts. Anyways, my favorite thing.
You have the countdown to midnight for a nuclear meltdown.
Tell me that is not the exact timeline,
you have
though.
A doomsday clock set for Chiefs Twitter.
Tell me that's not the exact window for that to start.
That will happen.
It happens
absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely.
And even all the bloggers get a little bit snippy at each other, like everybody's a little catty, you know, in June.
No,
everybody's got
up.
Their guy that they back, and if you don't like my guy, bleep off.
Yeah.
Real quick though, please. I want to just jump back to I don't know how we just diverge every single time.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
But have you guys noticed that just every single player on the Chiefs roster has like three Twitter accounts with the word season at the end of their name. Yesterday, Creed Humphrey season.
No!
I'm not joking!
No!
There is a Creed Humphrey season among us liking Chiefs tweets. Y'all are like, I think this is just like a numbers game for all these people. They're just hoping that this guy turns, like, they're just hoping Creed Humphrey turns into Quentin Nelson, and now they have his name with the word season at the end.
Is that the actual handle? I'm desperately trying to confirm.
No, I don't know if it was exactly, I don't know if it was exactly Creed Humphrey season, but it said Creed Humphrey season in the name, and it had the picture. Go find it.
I'm going to find it.
But the reason there's so many Mecole seasons out there, and there's just so many stands. There's just so many stands out there, and it's exhausting. There's quit squinting so hard to try to see something that's not there. I'm sorry, he's not an X. He's not a number two receiver.
You would rather him be an X.
That's a little harsh.
Wow. Okay. Very good. We found your line.
Yeah. There it is.
Found it. I do think that yes, that Chiefs Twitter is it. Often wonderful place.
Very often.
Where I love.
Please subscribe.
Many of you. Please follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Please. Even if I'm just going to mute you, I would love to have your follow.
Please follow me. Please unfollow Josh. We have some scores to settle. We got to rebalance this thing a little bit.
All right. Freaking Thanos. you weren't. I mean, I guess whatever. Sure. Yeah. All right. Fine.
Thanks for having me on.
It's been so glad having you. For the last time. The promise that I can
for
make
for 3 years.
The for at least 3 years. The promise that I can make here. This is why having the first. There's just no really no restrictions on the first time having you back. Because it's like if you love this, we're gonna keep doing it. And if you hate it, well, it's his first time back. It'll be different next time. Next time it'll be more serious. We'll talk about Noah Gray.
This is the reunion tour.
I like that. We're playing the hits right now.
We haven't been face-to-face in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And so, like, this is essentially us catching
maybe
up.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
Oh, I think.
I don't know. How many times were we at the same thing?
Couple times at training camp a couple years ago.
Yeah. And so at least since training camp.
I feel like there was one other time.
So maybe 2019 training camp?
Maybe. Maybe there's another time. The fact that neither of us can remember it right away means neither of us are a bad person and we forgot it. So we're both safe. The thing that's funny to me, and I don't know if this is social media amplifying this or if it is actually worse, because, like, you know, fans, short for fanatic and all of that, right? Fans are inherently, like, kind of unreasonable at the team they root for. Like, that's part of the fun of it. Mm-hmm. It's why the Phoenix Suns are going to win the NBA Finals. No one can tell me otherwise.
Did you hear about Donovan Mitchell today?
No, what happened?
Out for the rest of the regular season.
Really? Yeah. That's horrible news. I was like, twirl my mustache.
Literally twirling
my mustache. Literally twirling my mustache. Yep. Mm-hmm. But so, I mean, that's part of it. But also, I think for a long time, now I think now that so many people want to, like, have a take and not just defend it amongst their friends or whatever, but you're also doing it for all of Twitter, then also the more eyes that are on you, the more defensive you have to get and the more you have to dig in and everything. So I'm wondering if it's a difference, if it's an evolution of fandom, or if it is an issue of social media, which, by the way, If you're listening to this show now, you don't count. You're not this person. Chiefs Facebook is a dumpster fire.
I don't really do that much.
Good. Don't.
It's scary.
Don't. I started that thread, that the hashtag thing today on Chiefs Facebook at one point, because it is the most, it is so, I've been on Twitch, and I think Chiefs Facebook is the most toxic thing on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's bad news out there. And it's not everyone who likes a Chiefs fan page. It's everyone. Well, here's an example.
Uh-oh.
So Tom Bahaly had his one-day contract, wrote up a little story, had the esteemed Tucker D. Franklin share it on Chiefs Facebook for Arrowhead Report.
Love Tucker.
Love Tucker.
Good kid.
Was that dismissive? I think that was genuine, but calling him a good kid just big.
I genuinely love Tucker.
I love Tucker also.
He's a good little Chiefs
boy. That small, short, young little boy. That little Chiefs baby.
Little Chiefs boy.
He looks 4, but it's another story.
We got to see if we can get him a beard. I think it would do him wonders. If we could, really, if we could just fill in that mustache for him, it could do him wonders.
Anyways, Chiefs Facebook.
So, I found Creed Hump. It's Creed Hump season.
Oh, man.
No, it's not.
It's Creed Hump SZN.
Oh, boy.
Dude, I might. They don't even follow me. And I want to follow. Oh, nope. I scrolled down one tweet and I don't want to follow him anymore.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, just don't.
Is that actually a Creed?
It is a Creed Humphrey Stan account.
Creed Hump.
That's just also. I would not say the Twitter name anymore.
Let's see. His display name is Creed number 1 O line.
Yeah, so I'm going to, what was I talking about before I?
Facebook?
He's a Chiefs fanatic, Josh.
So
Tucker
shared the Tomba story. The headline is, you know, Tom Bahaly signs one-day contract to retire a Chief. The story's got some details about Tomba and all sorts of good stuff, right? One of the Facebook, Rudy found that also.
Yep.
One of the Facebook comments on the Tom Bahaly story was, is he going to play? The word retires in the effing headline! And somebody on Chiefs Facebook said, as a question, as just a question, just an honest question, is he going to play?
It's time for a day.
When their options were to click, read the headline, click the story, read any amount of the story. No, they said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask a question to this wonderful community here. And I'm going to ask, is he going to play? Send. Swoosh.
I'm not going to defend this person real quick, but maybe this is how cynical we are.
Uh-huh.
That could have been someone trying to be funny.
I was going to make that joke yesterday. I just didn't.
See? Josh, this might be just us. Our experience is created.
I'm not sure Facebook knows how to be funny is the problem.
I was going to make the joke, how's he going to work out if he's only got a one-day contract? That seems kind of hard to play in the regular season that far.
He's just taking it one day at a time.
It's
a lot of one-day contracts.
There's a non-zero chance.
He's day-to-day.
I'm going to see if this person has defended themselves in the comments because someone absolutely had to call them out over it. But there's no way it was a joke, right? There's no way it's a joke.
If it was Twitter, I would assume it was a joke because it's on Facebook. I don't. I'll be honest. I don't.
That's it for me. I think
it might be a demographic thing on who uses what, and so sorry if I'm blasting a certain demographic, but
yeah.
It's just kind of how I feel.
That's sort of how I feel also. Yeah. Maybe it was a joke. It's not a joke.
I hope it was a joke.
Don't go looking for that one Twitter account. That's not a joke.
Yeah, don't.
I'm just here to try to make you feel like a jerk. Is really just, or at least
yeah,
put it in the back
so
of your mind.
Yeah, which is so hard to do. Oh, well, this is the first time today that I've been confronted with the idea that maybe I'm the bleep hole. And everyone else is just doing their best, and I'm the cynic roasting everybody for internet points.
Give people a chance, Josh.
No.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I owe a great deal of gratitude to you, and I would like to think that part of the reason I started this podcast is because of the opportunities you've given me.
Cut that. Beard, you got that? That's a promo forever. We will use that. I will hold that over you for the rest of time. Whenever you launch off into the stratosphere and eventually eat Seth Kaiser, we will hold that and make sure that you continue to owe us this debt of gratitude. Cut that. Beard, you got that? That's a promo forever. We will use that. I will hold that over you for the rest of time. Whenever you launch off into the stratosphere and eventually eat Seth Kaiser, we will hold that and make sure that you continue to owe us this debt of gratitude.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I feel like I bought in this stock early, this Kent Swanson stock.
Yeah, you definitely, you're the kingmaker.
See, I think this is, save that also, Beards. I want that played before, I want that as a ringtone. I want my text tone to be, you're the kingmaker. I feel like that's only appropriate.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Beards, great work. Your best work as a producer. I haven't filled in the rest of the contract yet, but if you'll just sign, I have on the legal pad
yes.
Here. It says underneath, it says Kent Swanson, loyal servant. And if you'll just sign there, I'll fill in the terms above that. I'll probably just take 25% off the top. Retroactively also. I'll take 20%.
Can I consult your next guest?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see if...
Wait, my firstborn child is non-negotiable.
Oh, I don't want your child.
Well,
I want your money.
Well, okay. Well,
are you trying to get rid of your child? You need a babysitter? I'll babysit.
That would be delightful.
For an exorbitant amount of money.
Johnson County babysitting prices.
Yes. I'll undercut.
Is that what we're doing here?
I'll undercut the second high. I'll take the amount of money that you would get for the second best high schooler who's babysitting in Johnson County. Because kid's going to be fine at the end. But
yeah,
I'm not going to but I'm not going to do the best possible job. Thank you, Kent.
Yeah.
He did sign it Donald Duck. Which I don't know if that's going to hold up in court.
We'll find out.
But I'll try.
talk to your next guest.
I'll try. I'll float that by him. Yeah, Beards, good work. I don't know. Did I say eat Seth's essence
that
twice, or did you duplicate it?
Duplicated? I don't know. I'll have to go back and check.
I like that you didn't say that maybe you duplicated it. You said maybe it got duplicated
hey,
by me.
Who knows what happened? Anybody could have done it.
It's yeah. It's a great clip, though.
He's an experienced producer, that Beards.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He knows how to play the game.
He's
now.
An experienced producer, yourself. That Beards.
You've really grown these last 3 years, buddy.
Thank you.
If only that were actually true.
Hey, Josh, you got about 2 minutes left here. Do you want me to just wait?
No, let's stretch it a little bit. Let's stretch it a little bit. Another fun game you can play from in studio. I don't know if this works for the live stream viewers. It definitely wouldn't get this over the air.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear when Beards' mic is on or not, just from the humming of equipment in there, and God forbid when the fan is on.
Oh, the fan.
It's loud.
And so you'll train your ear to know that like Beards has something whenever you start hearing.
I hear it.
That faint hum. Oh, my goodness.
Other piece of news here I just wanted to run by you, Kent, since we got you for a few more minutes. Urban Meyer called Tim Tebow a competitive maniac. What kind of success do you think Tebow will have as the NFL's first competitive player?
I cannot stand this story. I'm sorry. The last 24 hours have been infuriating. This is so annoying. He's 34 years old.
Can I throw a counterpoint at you?
Yeah.
Urban Meyer knows his maniacs.
That's true.
He does.
Hey, he does.
That's true.
He knows one when he sees one.
He is one, too.
Yeah. We have reached June football Twitter.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
And this is the I think this is the warning sign that we are all getting for, you know, the time where we all just start fighting for real.
Yeah.
Like in the street. Yep. We're probably gonna meet in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, you, me, and Pete. We're just gonna we're gonna just fight it out on in the 810 parking lot.
Later. I think you guys
on
are gonna
the balcony.
On the balcony.
We'll see who can get to the tree first.
Lock the door.
Lock the door.
I feel like you guys are gonna team up on me.
For the tree.
Split loyalties.
I feel like
it's the true test of how things went with us on the way out.
That's true.
Is if we team up with you and it's just like this, you know, pro wrestling moment where these two guys have just, you know, it'll be good. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, so we I'll just throw it a break whenever we get a little closer to the end of the hour, Beards, if that works for you.
That works.
Because at the very least, with all of this hour being the hour that it's been, it would not feel right in my soul to not ask you if you think Tebow's actually going to beat out Trevor Lawrence for the starting job at quarterback. The people are asking.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they, though? I think... Josh, do we have to talk about this? Honestly, I hate this subject so much.
We could either do that or talk about the milkshake duck we created last Sunday with the Creed Humphrey Stan account.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
No, I don't want to talk about Tim Tebow.
No, it's okay. It's just, it's a microcosm for this time of year. Like, honestly, there's no reason this story should be big. Should be what it is right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There really isn't. Except it's the only thing to talk about because the NFL is stretching out announcing the schedule release date for a week. Like, we are on fumes trying to get to a meaningless day on the NFL schedule. And we are on fumes fighting about Tim Tebow on every single platform, on every single station.
Yeah.
And there's really not that many takes because he's not even on the roster yet, and he may not be on the 90-man even. Like, the blowback is ridiculous.
Can you expand a little bit on your distaste for making a whole deal out of the schedule release as a thing? Because it feels like there's more in there.
I get why we're doing it because the NFL is a 365
and,
day right,
and
year.
Really quick, just so you know, it's 6:45 tomorrow is when our live coverage begins here on Sports Radio 810. I'll be hosting our coverage of the NFL schedule release.
Oh, no!
6:45 to 7:30 before the Sporting Kansas City game. I'll be hosting, talking about the NFL schedule release. Kent, what were you going to say?
Do you need anybody to step in and and give some sweet, sweet takes about the schedule?
I might need somebody to step in for you. My real concern.
If you need somebody, actually, Craig wrote a beautiful article on ranking the home games for the Chiefs this year.
Oh, kcsn.substack.com.
Could you send me Matt Lane's number? Because I don't have it. But I would love to talk to him or really anybody else now. Follow Kent on Twitter @Kent_Swanson. Go follow everything on the KC Sports Network. You can follow that @KC Sports Network on Twitter. You can go to kcsportsnetwork.com for the full suite of goods and services. I saw that there are hats on the way.
They're on the way, and I will charge you double for one.
That's fine. I just need some sort of assurance that it'll fix. I have a very fat head. Like, I've started buying 7 7/8 because 7 3/4 dig into my forehead a little bit. God. I got a big dome.
Oh my God!
Little brain just rattling around in there like the last Tic Tac.
Like, there's like you gotta go to
the sound it makes.
Is there big and tall for heads?
Yeah, they basically go up to 8 typically, and so I get right there to the end.
Mercy, Shrek.
Yeah, it really is. All right, get out of my swamp. Kent Swanson of the KC Sports Network, kcsportsnetwork.com. Seth Kaiser is next.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.